You know, there are all kinds of interesting people who live right around your neighborhood, like, oh, the publicist, the rights distribution manager.
Would you look at that? It's people in your neighborhood on 95BFM.
Oh, hi there.
Shh, listen.
Today we are joined in the studio by Thomas Bridge Shoebridge. You will know him as Bridge from the Wednesday 1 to 4. You may also know that he is the programming assistant at 95BFM. He also is in the 99 Express.
Yeah.
What do you play in the 99 Express?
Percussion and backing vocals.
Yeah. And also your solo project Hashi.
Yep.
And also represents the Grow Room. And you're the community garden promoter as well.
Yeah. One of three of us. Yeah.
Wow. But you also sell electric bikes at a solar-powered workshop, which is down by the harbour called Big Street Bikers.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
That's
is there anything else I've left off there?
No. I think that's, I'm just a big fan of a whole lot of things, I guess.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. I was thinking before that in music, many people that are involved in the industry, they don't just have one job.
Mm.
They have many jobs, you know, and sometimes that's to do with, you know, revenue, income.
Let's be honest.
But also because you tend to have many interests when you are involved in music, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So how did you, like, what's your first kind of music memory? How did you get into music?
Mum playing me like M People and Aretha Franklin when I was a kid, probably.
That's so cool.
Kind of like my earliest kind of memory, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then when it came to actually like playing music, I started doing like piano lessons and stuff when I was a kid, and drum lessons, and just kind of went from there.
Yeah. And you studied at Auckland University, is that right?
Yeah. So I've got half of a honours degree.
Whoa.
In ethnomusicology, which is like an arm of anthropology. So just kind of the whole world of like what music is and how that works in like the social sphere, like what music is used for by us as people, and like how we connect to one another through it.
So Dr. Kirsten Zemke is my girl.
Yeah.
Ethnomusicologist.
Yeah, that's right.
I always
get the
two words mixed up.
Yeah.
So I get them around the wrong way.
Ethnomusicologist.
Yeah. So you study that. I find that really fascinating. I find it really fascinating that people connect through music, and, you know, and it invokes so much emotion.
Yeah. Because it just carries so much weight to it, and there's so much context that comes with a song.
You know,
there's so much going on outside of a track. And I don't know, the kind of like thing that I was focusing on was the kind of the way that like the global sort of like music sphere that we work in now is basically not really like based on like locality so much. And so this idea of like translocality, where you can be local even though you don't necessarily live geographically close to someone, you can still feel like you're part of like a locality together.
Right. So do you mean like So like a New Zealander goes to Berlin and kind of creates music there but sends it back here to play with?
Part of it as well. And like taking part in like a scene that might be internet based, you know, it's like there isn't actually necessarily like a place where you can all go hang out physically, but like there's still a scene that happens, and the locality is kind of like shared digitally, as opposed to it being, you know, something where you go to Whammy on the weekend and like see your friend's band who has played with your other friend's band on the weekend and that type of thing.
Yeah. So what would be like, so if you were online and you were like looking for, you know, some kind of location that's on a digital platform, would it be something like SoundCloud and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Or what are the other kind of places? Like, because, you know, some of our audience might be a bit older like me and not quite get where you go to kind of learn about new music on the internet, if you know what
totally,
I mean.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I'm definitely very much into, like, Bandcamp is probably the main format that I use for music. Not just discovery, but also just kind of like where I purchase it and that type of thing. And I find that that's a real cool platform, because you can have like a profile, which has your whole, music library of all the stuff that you've bought. Other people can see the stuff that you've bought. You can see them buying the same things as you. And like over time, you end up like collating all these other great people who have been listening to great music as well, other artists, whatever. And you can see what they're buying. And so it's like, if they've been buying a whole bunch of the same shit as you, chances are this new thing that they're buying is going to be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
And I really like that community sort of like aspect of it,
That's really cool.
Yeah, because I feel like you don't get that with things like Spotify and whatnot.
No, you can only kind of look up other things, you know, like what other people listen to if you liked this artist, right? Whereas Bandcamp, like, I get heaps of emails from Bandcamp telling me, check this one out. You'll like this one.
Totally.
Awesome. Yeah.
It feels less kind of like based on like an algorithm. It feels more based on like actual people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Can you tell us a bit about Community Garden?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So Community Garden is like a promotions company that me and two of my friends, Sigrid, who you may know from the Thursday 1 to 4, and Nelson, who does Grow Room Radio on Saturday nights, we kind of got hit up, or like there was a show available last year with Venus X, and we're like, hey, why don't we just do it? You know, she's an amazing DJ, and, you know, if no one else does it, it might not happen. And so, like, okay, let's just do it. What are we going to do it under? Just came up with this name and just like hard and fast, try and make it happen. And then we just kept doing more shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love the name. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I got to give a big shout out to Oscar, who has a section on The Wire called Community Garden, because, yeah, it's part of the buzz.
Definitely. Yeah, but it kind of like lends to that thing. I don't know how much we have it here, but I know in England, you know, you have those community kind of lots that people go and plant all their vegetables in and share them, right? So it's kind of cool that a music promotions kind of thing is called that, because it's like a collective of people coming together to grow the music.
Yeah, that's totally it. Yeah. Like, that's our whole thing, is that like it is, we're all part of like a bigger thing together.
Yeah.
And trying to grow a thing where like perhaps there wasn't something growing on the ground before, but like once the people start knowing that you're there, it's like the little seeds pop up and all of a sudden there's like a place to hang out together.
Yeah, and it's really cool. I must admit though, like when I was asking you earlier, some of the artists I don't know. I know Logic 1000 because we've been playing that on BFM and things like that. But can you tell us, like, Venus X, you've said, is a DJ. LSD XOXO. Dina Marker. And then this month you've got Air Max 97 and Earth Eater.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about those different artists and, like, how you find them and that sort of thing?
Yeah,
like, is that a Bandcamp thing, or do they approach you, or...?
For a lot of it, it's like thing people that we've just always been into, and then once we'd done the Venus X show, people kind of realized that we were here and that there was a lane for the type of stuff that we're into. And for us, it was sort of I don't know, it's like contemporary club music that is really kind of like speaking to how we feel, I suppose. Like the music that they're referencing, the things that they're playing in their sets, the kind of like politic, I guess, that comes with the work that they do. Without wanting to be like fully political about it or whatever, but these people do represent something to us. And so like it was really, I feel like we've been very lucky with the people who have been keen to say yes and that type of thing, because the music they make is really important.
For me, like, I have to kind of just base it on my personal experience. So like when I was a teenager, I used to go to nightclubs, but it was kind of like, you know, kind of remixes of top 40 hits and, you know, sometimes like, you know, then later on it was like house and that sort of thing. Can you describe the music and the politics that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Like what, I mean, it's horrible to put things in genres, but for people who don't know,
Totally. I mean, like someone like Venus X, you know, she's kind of like been running her own club nights and kind of created her own world over in New York with the music that she makes. And like a lot of her stuff is like music of like the diaspora and things like that, music from like Central and South America.
Wow,
and like
cool.
Bringing that into the club in New York. So it's not just like house and techno all the time. It's like you got all these other rhythms that come through. And it's like when you're playing these songs and when you're playing these rhythms, it's like you're representing for something that hasn't had a place or hasn't had a space to kind of like, you know, let your freak flag fly or whatever, you know what I mean? And so it's like when, I don't know, you get so used to, I don't know, decades of like the same dudes playing similar types of songs, and it's like when you can have someone like Venus X come through and just roll out, it's incredible. And like LSD XOXO, who again was like based in New York but it goes over to, now lives in Berlin, and you can kind of see how Berlin is changing because of these artists arriving there and people being like, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, because they've got quite a large kind of like nightclub scene there, underground kind of nightclub. Like I've heard about that ginormous place,
Berghain,
where people queue for a million hours and then they might
get in.
And that's like, for people who don't know, it's like a what, it's like, what, 3 or 4 stories high, and then the whole thing is
something like that. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. A pit of good times.
Yeah. The pit of yeah, like no time, no space, no, yeah, nothing, exactly. Just music. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, totally.
Because in Auckland we don't really have places that are dedicated, spaces dedicated to like this kind of music all the time, right?
Yeah, I think that like we're so lucky that we have like Whammy Backroom, like, and Main Room too. Like if we didn't have these spaces, like we wouldn't be anything. Like I can't say that enough.
Yeah,
like we're so lucky that we have, you know, like Backroom is a space where you can put in like 120 people, and it's just a big room with a sound system in it, and that's it, you know, like bring some lights and some projections or whatever, doll it up, but at the end of the day it's just like a space where we can all get together and actually like experience the music and go hard in the room. And yeah it's kind of, it's not Berghain, but it's like we don't need to have Berghain.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, we've got our own little sweatbox.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I bet it gets hot. How many fans have you got going in there?
Oh my goodness, it's ridiculous. The last year, the MX97 show, shouts out to everybody who came through, it was so packed, and it was just like so hot and smelly, and like, yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
But I mean, you know, dancing all night is so much fun.
Like, it's good for you.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, releases the energy, and no, it's like super cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so you've got a show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday.
Yeah, the Queen Earth Eater. Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. She's someone who I've kind of like been aware of. She did like a track on the Corpus mixtape, which was put out a couple years ago by a group called Show Me the Body, who are kind of like a hardcore punk band from New York. Had a whole bunch of like crazy ass people on it who I hadn't heard before. And I was just like, who's this Earth Eater person with this like wild vocal? Like, she's crazy. And I kind of like stayed in touch and that type of thing. And then last year she's put out like a few albums, and last year she put out an album called Trinity, and I think it was the thing that I played the most.
Yeah.
Just like on my headphones and stuff last year. It just it's this really amazing kind of like meeting point of like, I guess like club adjacent sort of music, and that she works with producers who are very much like club based, like Ace Mo and stuff like that. But then what she does is like this gorgeous, like absolutely incredible vocal. She often works with Leia, who have like a harp and that type of thing too, so it's like club inflicted without being directly club music, if that makes any sense. It's kind of like next door to it.
Yeah in the chill out room next door.
Yeah, totally. It's like it's very, very visceral music. Puts me very, very deep in my feelings. And her setup is something that I wasn't expecting at all. I don't know if I can say on air what she's going to be playing on Saturday, but her setup is very much unexpected.
Oh, cool.
Very into it. Yeah.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it's great. Like, I think that she just, her like music videos that she does and things like that are so like impeccable, and she's so aware of the thing that she's trying to convey to everybody. And I know someone who will stand like completely in themselves like that is, she's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
100%.
Wow. So that's this Saturday at Whammy Main Room, right?
Main Room. Yeah. So we've got the big room.
And you can get tickets from Under the Radar?
Yeah.
And how much are they?
At the moment, I believe they're 30.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how long does it go for?
That'll start at 9:30 and go until late. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's like nightclub times are just like, you just dance until you're too tired to dance anymore.
Yeah. We're lucky enough to have the amazing DJ Sweat, who's going to be playing in between the acts and also doing a big old set at the end.
Yeah.
Lou's absolutely incredible. She just like has been making a lot of music under a lot of different monikers, such as like Ages Power Flip and DJ Sweat and all these things. And she brings something that like other people don't bring in their sets, which is really, really exciting.
That's awesome.
Electro and like dembo and Neo Pereo stuff and like lots of fun tracks. And we've also got Blood Mothers opening too, which is huge.
Yeah.
So that's Pipiana and Samara. The kind of whole buzz is like this avant-nesian sort of like performance art crossed with music. There are another like couple people that are like really standing in their power and doing something that like you can't see anywhere else ever.
Do they set up on the stage?
I think they're going to be on the stage.
Yeah.
Or possibly in front of the stage.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's again, like, incredibly visceral and incredibly, like, I don't really even have words for it. Like, I've seen the performance like a couple times, yeah. And each time I've just left not knowing how to, like, think about my world anymore, you know? Like,
that is so cool because, like, you know, sometimes, you know, if you spend a lot of time just going to see guitar bands or whatever, you know, and you see something like that and it blows your away, it's like so exciting.
Yeah, totally, you know? Totally. And just, like, puts you in a new place. And it's like, surely that's what you want art to do to you, right? Like, you want to, like, have experience that and come out the other side being like, oh shit, the world's different for me now. Like, this is all like a whole new vision.
Yeah. You know?
So it's like, yeah, we're all lucky to have all those guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And so Community Garden, did you just start up last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We started in like March last year and just sort of been going and going.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got any exciting plans for this year?
We've got a few things that are kind of in the works at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just want to keep doing shows and just like keep making it happen. We've been lucky enough that people have sort of seen that we've opened up a lane that didn't exist perhaps before.
Yeah.
And so like now a lot of the agents and stuff overseas are, they know to talk to us, which is really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can you also tell us a bit, because you also represent the Grow Room.
Mm-hmm.
So,
every day.
Yeah. So yeah. Can you kind of talk to the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah. 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 So the Grow Room is a collective of individuals, creative peoples based on K-Road. Yeah. We just like rap really hard for all of our friends and feature like some of the most talented people in the city, if I'm going to be like honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you name some names for us?
Yeah, like Shires and Alice J and Bad Crop, Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's like, yeah, we've been so lucky that we've all kind of like come together and like had a, we've had like physical spaces, like studio type of spaces in the past, and like St. Kevin's Arcade and Samoa House and that type of thing. And now it's kind of like more based in kind of like digital realms for the public and putting on shows and that sort of thing. And
that's been going for quite a few years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, 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 definitely, definitely. Mm. Yeah, it's just like, it's really cool to like have the whānau that like, I don't know, we can all speak to each other on this level, like when you jam together, where it's like, yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is to be part of a collective, to be able to bounce off each other and kind of keep that drive going?
It's a huge thing for me.
Like, yeah.
It's a really, really big thing for me. Like, I think that isolation is really important, but in Auckland, you're never going to be that isolated. Like, there's always going to be
Small
someone.
Auckland.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's something that makes us really powerful as a city, I think. Like, I think that, you know, when people collectivize and that type of thing, or at least when people, like, recognize the really close connectivity that we have here, it's, like, a really powerful thing because it's, like, you can live in LA and kind of, like, be on your lonesome and not necessarily connect with the people that, like, you really fuck with. But with Auckland, like, everyone's close enough that they see each other's bands and they, like, catch each other working their part-time jobs at, like, wherever it is. And people know each other and they see each other and can recognize how good they are. And then also be like, damn, you're real good. I also want to be real good. And like, I feel like we elevate really highly because of that. Like, we kind of, Auckland City cranks out music on a level that like every other city that I've been to in the world, like, pretty much can't compare. Like, in terms of like the number of people that we have in our city and the quality of the shit that we put out, it's like incomparable, I reckon.
I think one of the benefits of coming from a small city, I guess population wise, is the fact that because people do know each other, it's easier to collaborate with different people and people of different like stages of their career and things like that.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's really cool because it elevates those people that may be just starting out, you know, if they get a good collaboration early on and that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like seeing each other basically and just being like, yeah, you're the shit.
Yeah. I find it quite hard to like figure out how you get the time to do the bike selling, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, I just got my other hustle. That's just another thing that I feel real passionate about too. Like, I feel very lucky that like I've got these jobs where they're things that I really care about and things that I think are real good for the city and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get to sleep much?
No. If I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
2020 I'm gonna try and get more sleep.
Yeah. That's always a good one, eh? More sleep.
Yeah. Be productive, but like don't be overproductive.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Bridge, for coming in and talking to us for People in Your Neighbourhood. Again, Community Garden this weekend presents Earth Eater with
Blood Mothers and DJ Sweat.
And that's at Whammy like main bar.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets from Under the Radar.
Yeah.
And then stay tuned for Bridge this Wednesday.
Yeah.
1 to 4.
Sure. Thank you so much, Ali.
Thanks, Bridge.
Yeah, peace.
Another friendly face to make your life a little richer. People in Your Neighbourhood on 95 BFM.
This is